You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm taking the advice of a listener called Antonio, who's asked for a podcast about Tesla or SpaceX. There's so much language related to both these companies that I think is really important that I'd like to make a whole series of podcasts. However, I don't have enough time to create a whole series. I've done a little bit of reading and have written a short article about Tesla that I'm going to read in four parts. This would make a very long podcast with too much vocabulary for you to remember, so I'm breaking this up and will release this in two parts. I'll read the first two parts in this podcast. After each part, I'll pause and focus on the important vocabulary. So, what do I know about Tesla? Tesla was founded in 2003 as Tesla Motors by Mark Turpenung and Martin Eberhard. The company is named after Nikola Tesla, the famous inventor and engineer. In 2004, Elon Musk invested $6.5 million and became the company's largest shareholder and chairman. A few years later, he took over as the CEO and helped the company produce their first electric car, the Roadster. I think that this was a stroke of genius. The Roadster was built on the chassis of a Lotus Elise, which was a really cool little sports car that looked a bit like a tiny Batmobile. The Tesla Roadster looks a little more mature than the Lotus, with smoother lines and without the air intakes, but it still looked really cool and was really nippy. The Roadster was the first production line all-electric car, and Tesla Motors sold just under 2,500 Roadsters across the world. Let's take a pause to look at some vocabulary. I said Tesla was founded. To found something means to bring it into existence. Normally, it means to start a company or an organization. It's almost always used in the passive voice because it describes a company, but the company is the object, not the subject of the verb. I said Tesla was founded in 2003. Remember that auxiliary verbs are almost always contracted or weak, so they can be difficult to hear. The auxiliary, in this case, is was, but in natural speech, I'd say was. Listen again. Tesla was founded in 2003. Elon Musk became the company's largest shareholder in 2004. When a company is founded, the company directors have to say how many shares there are in the company and who owns them. Shares are like official parts of a company. If you own shares in a company, you often have the right to vote on what the company does. Each share you own is like a vote, so the more shares you own, the more votes you get. I said that I thought the production of the Roadster was a stroke of genius. This means I thought it was a very clever thing to do. You can say something was a stroke of luck, which means it was very lucky, or a stroke of genius, if it's very, very clever. The chassis of a car is like the car's skeleton. In the past, a car's chassis was just a metal frame that the wheels and engine and body were bolted onto. But modern car chassis are more like a skeleton. The Lotus Elise was an exciting little sports car. It was probably a bit too exciting for most people. It has big air vents and very sharp styling. The Tesla Roadster was more conservative. The body was more sensible looking. I described the look as more mature. Mature normally means fully grown and like an adult. In general English, it's come to mean sensible and a bit conservative. We associate wild designs with young people or with people who have a wild nature. These people are often not described as mature. Mature means grown up and sensible. The Tesla Roadster was very nippy. Nippy means quick. For a car, it means quick acceleration. We only really use the adjective nippy to describe small cars. We also use the verb to nip, which means to travel somewhere quickly, usually a short distance and only for a short time. You might hear someone say, "I'm just going to nip to the bank." The last bit of vocabulary from this first section is all electric. This is the most important vocabulary from this podcast, so I'm going to explain it carefully. An all-electric car is a car that only uses an electric motor. There are lots of different electric motor types, and I'll go through them very quickly now, but Tesla cars are all-electric plug-in motors, or BEVs, battery electric vehicles. The only way these cars move is if the battery is charged. You can also get hybrid cars that run on a combination of electric power and petrol power. My stepmum has a Toyota hybrid that runs on battery power at low speeds, and the petrol engine powers the car at higher speeds, I think. Some hybrid cars have a battery that's charged by the petrol motor in the car, and some you can plug in. I've seen cars that say PHEV on them, that stands for Plug-in Hybrid Electric Vehicle. And there are some more that are called range extenders, which have a small petrol engine that can be used to generate electricity to power the car if the battery's low. There's even a hydrogen fuel cell car, which uses hydrogen mixed with oxygen to produce electricity. This is still a new technology, so it's not common yet. But if the hydrogen generation technology improves, they might become more common.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, let's get back to Tesla. I've never seen a Tesla Roadster in real life. However, there's a car in the Grand Theft Auto 5 video game called a Coil that is a copy of a Tesla Roadster that's really fast and really fun. That game's been sold over 160 million times, so millions more will have driven a video game version of the car than will have seen one in real life. The next car that Tesla produced was the Model S, which was an expensive sedan that was very fast and had a good range. This addressed one of the biggest fears people had about electric cars: running out of battery. These were released in around 2012, and it was exciting to see them. I remember seeing one for the first time in London, and it looked very American and kind of futuristic. The Model X came next, which was a larger SUV-type vehicle with falcon wing doors at the back. In 2017, they released the Model 3, which is a lot cheaper than their other models and became the all-time best-selling plug-in electric car. In the UK, I see Teslas quite a lot these days. They still aren't common, but I've almost stopped pointing them out when I see them on the roads. In this section, I said that the Model S was a sedan and the Model X was an SUV. These words describe the different body types of cars. A sedan is a normal car with four doors and a separate boot at the back for luggage. In American English, the boot is the trunk. We use the word trunk to talk about large, old-fashioned pieces of luggage and elephants' noses, but the back of a car is normally a boot. I think most cars in the UK are hatchbacks, which means the boot is attached to the rest of the car and you could get into the car through the boot if you wanted to. Smaller cars are almost always hatchbacks. SUV stands for Sports Utility Vehicle. This normally means a larger car that has four-wheel drive, where the motor powers all four wheels. SUVs are usually taller as well as bigger, and look like a cross between a Jeep or Land Rover and a sedan. The Model S was supposed to have a range of something like 300 miles. The range is the distance you can drive before you've run out of batteries, before you have to stop and plug the car in to charge up. 300 miles in the UK is at least a four-hour journey. My dad lives about 320 miles away from me, and the journey takes me about 6 hours to drive. 300 miles range would be plenty for almost every journey I make in my car. If I was going to my dad's, I'd have to stop and charge up on the way. But there are lots of places you can do that on the motorway these days. The last piece of vocabulary I wanted to talk about from this section was falcon wing doors. When I was a kid, one of my favourite films was Back to the Future, which is about a teenager who drives a DeLorean sports car that's been converted into a time machine. This was one of the coolest things when I was a kid. The DeLorean had gull wing doors. These are doors that open up the hinges in the roof, so when the doors are open, they look a bit like wings. The first sports car with gull wing doors was the Mercedes 300 SL. The Model X has similar doors at the back, only they have a hinge in the middle as well, and they're called falcon wing doors. They were presented as a practical alternative, giving more access to the rear seats for parents with children in car seats, but I think they were really added because they look cool. That's as much vocabulary as I think you can remember today. I'll publish part two of this podcast on Tesla tomorrow. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about, or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.